I feel like there's an invitation on Andy, your church. If you're from Andy's church, do you want to stand? Okay, so this is the Sunbury, okay? Open Door Church, what a great name, Open Door Church. I felt like Open Door Church, God is saying, I'm giving you I see like you with a megaphone, and megaphones normally are to shout at people. Andy likes that. But I felt like Andy, God was saying, this is a megaphone of mercy. I felt like God wants to release a prophetic call. There's prophets in Sunbury to be multiplied and sent out. But they're not going to be prophets that stand on a street corner and say, wrong, wrong, turn, turn. They're going to be prophets that go out through social action and wash feet. And I feel like God wants to tip the church inside out. And I feel like, Andy, God's going to give you a new map. And in this map, he's going to take you some places. You think, do we really have to go there? And I don't know, maybe even when Rodney was talking earlier about this estate and stuff, I feel like God wants to cause some mess and your feet are going to get muddy because he wants you to announce mercy. And mercy needs to be announced in places that need mercy. And I feel like church, Sunbury Church, that God wants to give you a prophetic clarity, a prophetic mouthpiece, a prophetic declaration of kindness. And Jesus announced sometimes his with tears in his eyes. Imagine that lady as he said to her daughter, the healing. I feel like he wants to fill your lips and maybe your eyes too. And Jesus washed feet. That's mercy in action. You imagine coming to Judas, what would you do? You know what he's going to do. You know he's going to betray. I'm not washing that stinking guy's feet. God, get him right now. This one right here. Can you see? And yet he washes his feet, and I bet Jesus cried his eyes out. And I bet Judas, in that moment, his stomach was churned. Jesus shows mercy. And so I'd like to pray for the guys standing up. We'll pray for some other people in a minute. But if you're in Sunbury Church, Open Door, just want to put your fingers on your lips. And I want you to imagine, just for a minute, that there's prophetic... word to everyone else for a moment. Prophetic people just sometimes do funny things, so just come with me for this, okay? Okay. I saw in my mind sellotape over people's mouths, okay? And it was like people say, shh, not now, okay? And that becomes like spiritual sellotape in our mouths, okay? And we put it over and we're told, actually, not now, not this way. But I felt like God over Sunbury Open Door Church wants to take sellotape off, and you're to make a new announcement. A new announcement on the top of a hill, or just a new declaration over your community of mercy. And so take the sellotape off, and it's going to look, okay, what does that mean? Like, we let everyone loose? In a sense, yeah, the Holy Spirit will come on people, pour out on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Yeah, but what if they get it wrong? Well, then there's mercy that covers. And we watch out for each other. Father, I pray for a spirit of prophetic, merciful declaration in Sunbury. Lord, I pray for a social action, Lord, with children, Father, and families. Lord, I pray for a breakout of prophetic ministry, Lord, that loves and washes the dirty and unlovely, because your mercy triumphs over judgment. Lord, your grace bridges separation. Lord, I pray for a release of prophetic gifting. Father, Lord, that we speak merciful and just. And Andy, you've done a great job. You've done a great job of fashioning. And I see like this, the church becoming an army. It is an army. I see the church like amassing. And do you think I've got this many? God says, you've got so many more who are with you. There's like multiplication I see across the hillside of an army that appears. Like, here comes the church. Here comes the dawn rising. And that you're part of that. There's a prophetic call on you, Andy. I think God wants to take you somewhere outside, big time, of your comfort zone. It's like, I don't know, I can say, actually, I don't know your gift at all, but I can, there's a propheticness in you that's bigger than it is at the minute. And I feel like God says, Andy, I want to take you out of your comfort zone. I want to put you in places, but it's like a public, you're a town choir cry. That's who you are, Andy. That's who you are. You're a town crier. And part of that is an intercession gift that needs to come out. You're to lead a roar of intercession. A roar of intercession in Open Door. To raise up your voice. And almost in the town centre, and it's a cry of tearfulness and identifying with the broken. It's a cry of, God, how long? Come and listen to us, your people, for our town. And it's like God puts you on a new statue being put up in your town and the town square or a park. And it's almost like a bandstand, a place to rally round, and for the church to have a public voice. I think he wants to take you out more. I just see you having more profile. More profile. And with that comes responsibility. But it's a profile to demonstrate God's mercy. And people might criticize you and say you're not being harsh enough. You're not being judgmental. But you say, actually, we've got a message. Our mandate is mercy. The ministry of Jesus is a mercy ministry. And I feel like it's going to, over the next 3 years, it's going to be like a realignment of some of the things you're doing in the church. And you're thinking, does this match up? And people might say, well, what about this? You say, no, actually, we've been called to mercy. There's many great ministries, but you just would look at each one and say, God, what have you called us to? But there's a roar in you. There's a roar in you to let out. A prophetic roar. God says, I've been talking to you, Andy. I've been giving you some blueprints, and they're bigger than you can see, how you can see unpacked. Actually, there's much more. It's all about more. Anything you want to add here, Rodney, for Andy?
Yeah, just earlier on, I had this phrase come to my mind, a call to war or a call to arms. And I think this for you as a church. And I was reminded of Nehemiah when he's kind of working and they're building the wall, but they've got their spear and their sword in their hand, and they're done a doubling up. And I feel God is saying there's a call to war for you as a church, and the war is against injustice and to bring the kingdom. And I feel God is going to arouse you in a way that's going to kind of like, you're going to see some injustice and feel actually God is calling us to address that injustice in our town or in our area. And it's like you're going to feel like, wow, we're going to war now. And you're just going to bring the kingdom of God. And like Adrian says, it's going to bring mercy instead of judgment. It's going to bring grace instead of harshness. And it's going to bring a thing of beauty to something that the world says is ugly. I don't know what it is, but I feel God's going to really put this area on your heart. And a call to war, and a rallying call to war against injustice.
I just want to add, in the sense for you as a church, I just, when Adrian started speaking, I just felt almost like at a wedding, quite often, before the bride comes, you get flower girls who actually walk in front of the bride and scatter petals. And I have a sense that actually that each of you here who are standing, you are, in effect, you are flower girls. In a sense, wherever you go, in your neighbourhood, your street, wherever you go to work, you are actually dropping petals of Jesus before actually the bride comes. You are scattering the fragrance, as Adrian says, you are scattering the fragrance Jesus. Of Jesus before the bride actually comes.
Yeah, Jesus. Great. Jesus. Yeah, Lord Jesus. Why don't the rest of us, why don't we pray? And just reach out our hands and pray like your best prayers for this church. We're going to pray for the other churches too. Why don't you pray? Stretch your hand towards Andy, others. If you're part of the ministry team, you want to just get around them, let's just pray. God, would you launch them? Lord, fresh initiative, fresh grace, fresh fire. Father, your goodness. This is the Lord's wind that's filling your sails. This is the Lord's wind that's filling the trumpet. Jesus, what a privilege. It's promotion, Open Door Church. It's promotion. Profile. Jesus, let your grace come. Let your fire come. Jesus, sovereign Lord, merciful Lord. God, we honour. Lord, we honour. Jesus, we honour, Lord, the history of Open Door Church. Lord, we honour all you've done, Father. We stand with them. God, we say, let your kingdom come in Sunbury. Lord, let your name be great. Father, would your fame, your mercy, Lord, would you be made known, Lord, in all your fullness. Father, your kingdom come, Lord, in sickness being healed. Father, lives being changed. Truth being spoken. Father, come and let your kingdom come. Jesus. Amen.